Хөрхөн охид trap sons and traps sons and traps trap sons and trap don't sons trap don't sons trap Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа Дагаж дуулан дур булаа бууруулаа
Podcast. We are now at Speedweed Studios.
Speedweed Studios!
The joint at Speedweed Studios. I want to thank Speedweed for sponsoring the podcast. It's awesome. By the way, marijuana is legal in California. Don't go to a dispensary. Don't do all that stuff, okay? Get it at Speedweed. Get it delivered to you. They got the best marijuana, the best edibles, the best THC sex lube, which me and my wife love to use, and all kinds of great stuff. Gino's a great guy. He helps so many comics, so many podcasters. Thank you, Gino. Thanks for giving us this studio. Go to @speedweed.com. Make sure you follow them. It's going to be a great show today. We have Dan Hooker calling in, coming off a huge win.
Big win.
Oh, my God. I mean, Ally Aquinta is no joke.
And which, by the way, the announcer said Aquinta. Is that how he pronounces it?
Whatever his name is, Dan Hooker fucking put it on him.
All yeah, right?
And
yeah.
Al is a great fighter. So kudos to Dan Hooker. We're going to talk to him. We got CB Gold back.
I'm here, people. I'm back. 7-month layoff, but they brought me back for some strange reason.
Yes.
That's right. We got to see what's going on at CB Gold's Golden Gold. Don't even think about bringing that silver shit here.
I had to shut down the pawn shop.
Oh, that sucks. No more instruments. All right.
No.
I just got back from, I was in Myrtle Beach doing comedy this weekend. Myrtle Beach at the Carolina Comedy Club, which was a lot. Are you okay there?
Yeah, I fucked up the mic a little
bit. Somehow managed to dislocate his microphone.
No, I got it.
And so I'm working with this guy. His name is Corey. Look at this, Corey, right? So he's the feature, and he's there 2 days early because like they messed it up. I was supposed to be there on Monday. They said Monday to Sunday, but the contract said Wednesday, so he got there Monday, right? So I get there, and he's like, "Hey, man, you mind if I sell merch? I'm never going to tell a feature they can't sell merchandise. Just not
right, because you ultimately know they need the extra to make up for whatever they're being paid.
Right.
Okay. Features are notoriously underpaid.
But then after the show, well, first he says, "Guys, just wanted to let you know that you know some of the merch goes to my father passed away from brain cancer, and it goes to cancer research, which is nice. But then it makes me look like I'm not doing.
Yeah, and I want to see the numbers on that too.
But I'm not going to tell him you can't. You know, so then at the end of the first show, I come outside, his merch table is set up right in front. My stuff's not even packed. Like, no one even, like, set.
Oof.
And I was I'm like, okay, all right, that's kind of, I'm like, what?
That's the thing, if you're going to do that, first of all, your stuff has to be in front of his stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to set up all your stuff, you got to set up your, you know, your stuff as well. I love features that actually do that, when they actually are like, look, I set up your stuff while you were on stage. You know, that's such a huge courtesy. If you're doing them the courtesy of letting them sell their stuff too, which is essentially taking money out of your pocket,
right.
Especially when it's not even a feature that you brought.
Right.
So it's not somebody you know, so you have every right to tell this story. Stranger to not sell, you know, and then so it's nice that they're like, great, and they set up your stuff, you get the prime spot, and they're behind you. Okay, go ahead.
So then, right? So then he's doing a ton of crowd work, right? Which, as a feature, like that's
not supposed to do a ton of crowd work.
You're not supposed to do it, like, hey, where are you from? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, the whole thing is being, I'm like, all right.
So he's got no material.
He's got material, but he's doing a ton of, and he's kind of a lot of fake crowd work.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Pat. And then, like, says Pat 85 times later on that. All right, okay, so that was that. Then I go into the condo, and I'm like, oh, my room's kind of small. I go over to his room. He took the headliner room, right? He took the big room, TV. I don't have a TV. He has a bathroom in his room. He has a closet. And he's like, oh, I got here early. They told me to take the headliner. I'm like, no, they didn't. But I'm like, okay, all right.
No, you should have been like, yes, but I'm here now, so you need to go to the other room, and I'm going to call maid service to come fucking clean this room.
I wasn't going to do that. I'm like, okay.
You're too nice. So I would have kicked him out immediately.
Really?
That would have been like, well, I hope you enjoyed it for 3 days. I'm going to leave. I'm going to get some lunch. I'll be back. Get your stuff out of my room.
So then I'm like, by now I'm like, he probably jerked off in that bed. I don't even want to go on that. There was no maid service in here.
Oh, there's not. It's a condo.
Yeah, it's a condo.
Oh, my God.
So he took the big room in the condo, right? So I'm like, all right. So then he goes out, and it's like, it's the next night, and he brings home a girl. I'm sleeping. It's like 2 in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. I'm looking at her. They're having sex louder than I've ever heard. And I hear him go, oh my God, my balls, right there. And I'm like, so he's plowing some chick. But I can't, and I have no TV to drown it out because he took.
And you can't go get another girl to compete with this because you're married now. So you got a TV. You got to just sit there and listen to it.
Right. So I'm like, after first I thought he might have been like he was jerking off.
Hold on one second. Did you jerk off listening to it?
No. No.
Well, I guess that's the difference between you and me, Adam.
I'm so glad I'm back.
But I bang on the wall. I'm like, dude. I'm like, come on, man. And then the next morning, I'm like, my balls. He's like, oh, that was her. I'm like, yeah, she said my balls. And he's like, I'm like, why was her voice so deep? He goes, she was a smoker. I'm like, yeah, okay, a smoker.
Oh, my
right.
God.
So that was, like, I needed, like, normally, like, So that was that.
Do I know this guy, or is it someone from that area?
He's from New York. His name is Corey. So, but this dude, I was like, you got it. And then he's like, you're not gonna want to hang out with me when I come to LA. I'm like, yep.
He's like, yeah, you're right.
You can sleep in the pool.
You've done nothing right. So
he was like, you don't even have my number saved in your phone. I'm like, absolutely, that's true. Yeah. So
I got
that
the
was
girl's number.
That's the thing about, you know, when you go someplace and you don't get to bring they don't have the budget.
Yeah.
For you to bring your own feature. And you wind up in kind of this forced friendship
right.
with this person you don't know.
Of course.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to like this person.
No, he was...
You know, you're just going to have to work with him. I was just...
No, I did kind of like him. I'm not going to lie. But the guy kind of grew on me, but I was like...
Not that he was a bad guy, but yeah, but it's like, he's not your boy.
Right.
You know, he's just some guy they made you work
like
with.
Like a 46-year-old man. It wasn't like some kid.
Right.
It wasn't like a kid that I could like... You know, and he was like done comedy for 17 years. He was trying to get the headliner spot.
Right.
And he thought of himself as a headliner.
So he was out there trying to upstage you and doing all his crowd work.
Right.
Oh,
maybe he thought getting the headliner room would get him up to the headliner.
Dude, I was like, just and then he did a joke on stage. He did two jokes, like street jokes.
Uh-oh.
Like he did like two, like a guy and a girl walking into a bar, like kind of, and I was like, so I go up to him like, hey man, those jokes were hilarious from the internet. And then he's like, whatever, man. I go, dude, what are you doing street jokes for? I go, you're a great comic. You're doing fine. He's like, well, I would never do it in LA or New York. I'm like, well, then don't do it in Myrtle Beach. Like, come on, man. You don't need to do that. Like, what's going on here?
Wow.
So, but he was a good comic and he's a nice guy, yada, yada. But it was just like, I was like, I'm talking about this on the podcast. I'm like, I'm 100% talking about this on the podcast.
He won't hear it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, CB, where the hell have you been?
Am I allowed to be 100% honest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes back to last November when my uncle passed away, and that really affected me a lot. And suffering from bipolar depression has really had an effect on me this year. Other than my wedding, which was amazing. I haven't been here since before it. My wedding was amazing. Greg was there.
You look great.
Thank you. I got a haircut this morning because I look like a... broke Jew, and I'm not.
All right, go on.
Depression hit me really hard, and I really didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know what to do with myself. And my thoughts in my mind with my demons and everything was, you know, end it. You don't need to fucking be here anymore. Nobody gives a shit about you, you know. I'm sorry if I get choked up here, but this is the reality of my life the last year. And I was looking for every avenue in the world to kind of like get rid of life. I didn't feel like I deserved to be here. I didn't feel like I could be loved by anybody. And, you know, right after my birthday, which was the beginning of August, I tried to kill myself. And I was just like, you know what? There's nothing left for me. I'm disappointing so many people. And if it wasn't for my wife coming home when she did, I wouldn't be sitting here to tell this story right now. But I will tell you one thing. There is a positive end. I've started to see doctors. I've seen therapists. I'm on new medication. I've got everything together. I love the people that I love. The people that have stressed me out or brought negativity to my life, I've cut out, including some immediate family members. And you know what? I'm excited to be back here with the Roasted Crew, Roasted Nation. They've been asking for a long time. I didn't have an answer because I didn't want to expose this on Twitter or anything like that. But this is where I'm at right now. I'm just working for myself and my well-being. And in about a year or two, I should be back at 100%.
Nice. Well, let's hear it for the wife then, you know? Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm happy that you failed at that, at killing yourself.
Yeah. My wife is amazing. I love you, Ari. You saved me. And we're just pushing
good.
Forward.
We need you, brother. Okay? We, a lot of people love you.
Well, needs a strong word.
A lot of people love you, man. I mean,
we do love you.
Hold on, I got something in my pocket for you.
You can't do it twice. You already did it.
Phoebe, where were you when you tried to kill yourself?
So here's what happened. Okay, I'd been playing video games. I mean, it was a short session. I'd only been online for 32 hours, right? And unfortunately, I'll tell you what happened. Really, it was my diaper had filled.
Yeah.
To the point where it was actually the shit was pushing up through my shirt.
Why wearing a diaper?
Because I couldn't leave the games. I was online. I was playing video games. I'm married now. I don't have to do anything.
Right.
So I was playing the video games, and the shit was coming up through my diaper, and some got in my eye.
Okay.
And I started to get pink eye. Now, then I decided to go ahead and play continuously for another 62 hours.
Wow.
Who knew pink eye could kill you?
Wow.
And that's when my wife came home, and luckily there was a hose, and she was able to hose me off and rinse out my eye, and I managed to survive.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you, CB. I definitely needed the affirmation of the whole subject. Thank you, sir. And
fuck Gold's Golden Gold is back in business.
And fuck you for making fun of my shoes at my wedding when I wasn't even here to defend myself.
Wait, first of all, when I said you looked good, I was talking about you looking good at your wedding.
No, I know. But you said I wear red velvet shoes with skulls on them. You know, this is how it goes.
CB, we need you, man. Listen, a lot of people love
the
you.
Shoes are pretty dramatic. I love them.
You. I'm happy.
They went with the suit. Okay, I was gonna wear LeBron's. But
your wife even made a joke about your shoes.
Dude, my best man called me a fag all day, so it is what
it is.
And
I'm in trouble, and I'm in trouble.
Because I wasn't here to defend myself.
You're never here. You should have come.
Listen, I
that's what my wife says.
It takes a lot of courage to be able to talk about what went wrong.
It does. And you know what? And talking about it is a huge thing, and hopefully you relieved, you know, some of that pressure. And what you were saying about your family, listen, man, and I said this, you know, I have problems with my family. You know, I've said for years, if they can't treat you with the decency they would treat a stranger, I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Just because you're fucking related? No, you're bad to me. We're not talking until you can learn to show me some fucking goddamn decency. And it isn't about treating me like I'm better than average, just as good as you would treat a stranger. You wouldn't walk up to a stranger and say these horrible things. Then we're not talking.
And what's the problem with you and your family?
My father and I didn't speak to my father for probably close to a decade.
Wow.
You know? In the same boat.
You know, and so it was just like, no, fuck you.
Did your father come out of the closet?
Mildly. My other issue with him is if he's got a problem with me, he doesn't man up to come talk to me. He yells at my mom about it and threatens divorce if she keeps like loving me the way that she does. You know, he thinks that she puts me above her, and I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not an asshole.
Well, how's the tattoo parlor going?
Shit.
Well, how'd that happen?
Fuck. I don't know. I took a break from that too. I stopped going to work for a while until I quit smoking weed. And then I needed to go back.
Weed?
Yeah, I'm,
that explains it. He walks in today, guys. Those of you listening, he walks in today and his eyes are wide.
It looks like you were on like an Adderall.
Totally. And he's like, he was. And I'm like, what kind of version is CB walking in now? But now we know why, because you're not stoned.
Yeah,
so
but you knew how much I smoked.
Oh my God.
I've been sober for 3 months. Well, not like, sober. I've been drug free.
He had like a duffel bag full of marijuana. Like a duffel bag. I'm like, are you? Is this Narcos? Like,
although it does bring up the question, where's that bag now?
Oh, I smoked it all before I quit. Believe
good for
that.
You. Good for you,
dude. If you spend
out on your sword.
If you spend $3,000 for weed in a week, yeah, you're gonna smoke all that shit.
And you were telling us that you quit watching WWE. Because I asked you, I go on the internet, everyone's angry about WWE. People are like, hashtag ban WWE.
Which I don't understand that, because I thought, from what I'd heard, again, I don't care about wrestling. I think it's the dumbest shit in the universe. But, you know, they had The Rock and Hulk Hogan and all this. I'm like, if I were ever going to watch WWE, which I didn't, I would have watched
Grant, Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez.
It was
unbelievable. So there's my issue. First off, that whole like mega show was only one night.
Yeah.
And it was last Friday because SmackDown debuted on Fox for the first ever time. And of course, if you're going to debut on Fox, just like the UFC, you're going to bring Cain Velasquez in for some reason.
Who, by the way, looks like he needs to hit the gym a little bit.
I was thinking the same thing. He's out of the USADA testing pool, so now he can go juice up as much as he wants.
Yeah.
Here's my other issue.
Wait a minute. So USADA doesn't test athletes in fake sports? This doesn't make any sense. My mind is blown.
No, but it
my mind is blown.
For now, it means he's not going to fight anymore. because you have to be in the USADA pool for 6 months to get back into MMA once you leave. Here's my other issue. They have a character named Braun Strowman. It's a 400-pound, like, 6.5-foot dude. Yeah. I mean,
he's Tyson Fury next, right?
Tyson Fury jumps the fucking guardrail and gets in the ring with him. And I'm like, are we really letting this happen? And then
that is what they do.
No, I know, but like nobody knew. Nobody knew who the fuck this guy was. But then last night on Raw, from the videos I saw on the internet,
stop watching it.
From the videos I saw on the internet, I'm not sitting through 3 hours of that garbage anymore. Tyson Fury.
Interesting choices.
Tyson Fury threw 15 punches at different security guards.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a wrestling punch where you almost connect and they fall. Like, it would be me trying to punch you from here and landing here.
Yeah.
Like,
he missed.
It's like 3 feet away and it's blatantly obvious.
He's not a fake wrestler.
No, of course not. But at least they had to have him backstage teaching him some shit.
You're done.
I'm not protesting shit.
You want the AEWA.
I'm in All Elite Wrestling now.
What is this?
It's, if you remember Chris Jericho?
Yes.
He's their world champion.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes started the company. Dusty Rhodes' son.
Yep.
Gold Dust moved over.
Okay.
He's still Gold Dust or Dustin Rhodes, whatever. They've got some of the New Japan guys, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, you know, a bunch of these new guys, some of the guys that have moved over.
Have you graphed any of them?
No. I actually went back to graphing, though, 2 weeks ago.
Oh!
Jay-Z.
And if you ask me, that's what made you depressed. Listen, man, I know we bust your balls about doing something that is not a real job, but... But
have I ever had a real job?
Exactly. No. We don't have
I'm
real jobs.
I'm keeping it consistent.
So we're just goofing on you. But I mean, it is silly. But here's the thing. But you loved it. You genuinely, and you were really part of that world.
You were
and when you just kind of took yourself out of it.
I'm the king of kings, the graph goat.
So the graph goat. You're the goat.
The Hall of Famer.
He's the goat, the greatest grapher of all time.
So you're back now.
A little bit.
Really?
I did Bellator with my best friend who came up from San Diego. And I think we're going to do the beginning of the year stuff, which is like the Cyborg fight for Bellator, the Fit Expo at the convention center. There's a lot of names coming. And I got a Cyborg tattoo.
Can we call Dan Hooker now? Wow, look at you. You're back. So now the people think that they saw a ghost when you came back. Were they like shocked that you're back?
I don't think anybody noticed.
Because they all have.
Well, that says it all.
I mean, the Bellator execs noticed.
Can
but
I tell
like...
you something? Comedy's the same way. When one of us disappears for a while, like there was one gal that disappeared doing cruises, showed up 9 years later.
Who's that?
And I was just, Jalen Bishop. Oh, very funny gal.
Yeah.
But I mean, she was just gone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she came back. I'm like, oh my God, where did you move to New York? She's like, no, I've been doing cruises. Like she just disappeared for 9 years. And this thing, people just go. And I hate to say it, it's kind of like, I mean, in real life, when you pass, I mean, there is that kind of mourning for a day, but then life just goes on.
I know.
I've never committed 9 years of anything in my life.
What?
I've never committed anything for 9 years of my life.
Well, that's...
Well, let's talk about some of the fights over the week.
Good.
Before we talk to Dan Hooker. You watched the Stylebender?
I did.
Wow. All right. My thoughts on this. I loved it. I love Stylebender. I met him in Vegas. He was the nicest dude. He was like talking to me for like 20 minutes.
One of the only guys you've met that I haven't.
Really, really nice guy. And like a class act. Like I know he comes across cocky in some ways, but that's not how he is. He seems like a real genuine guy. And so does Robert Whittaker. Robert Whittaker came out and said he was battling mental illness as well. And that kind of was alarming to me. Because I'm like, that's not really what you want to hear from a guy fighting. I mean, it's great that you admit that you're battling mental illness, but you're like, if I had money on him, I'd be like, like what's going on here?
Megan Anderson said the exact same thing. She said she almost didn't take the fight because of a mental situation she was going through.
But she won.
She did win, but they also
That just goes to show you can be a motivator. It can be a distraction.
Right.
Some battles are bigger than a fight.
Yeah.
So when that fight first started, the way that it
hold on 1 second. Is this the new CB? Is it going to be all bumper sticker quotes? Is that what we're going to get? Some battles are bigger than a fight.
So
coexist. Jesus fish.
Can't we all just get along?
Can I have your autograph?
Picture.
Are you taking a shit right now or can you sign this?
Can I sign this right now?
I wanted to say I was in hiding for 7 months, but I knew how that would end. Not in a bush, you fucking asshole.
In a toilet bowl. So, when that fight first started, Robert Whittaker was throwing some wide ass punches where I go to my friend next to me, my friend Gal watching, I'm like, dude, this is not gonna end well. I could just tell that his punches were way too wide and he was gonna get countered. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, Style Bender just basically beat him to the punch and threw a lot shorter punches, and it was exciting, but that was not the same Robert Whittaker that we've seen in the past. He seemed like he let the moment get to him. It was in.
Do you think he should have had a tune-up fight?
That would have helped. The problem is that there's so many. Yeah, I think that would have helped. I think
the problem was he was the champ and he was the interim champ, so they had to fight.
And he's pulled out of a bunch of fights before that. And
what if he came in the same against Yoel Romero, he would have got demolished as well. You think?
I don't know, because Romero kind of also a wide striker. They're not great. Romero's a wrestler first,
but it was a very close two fights with them. And
what I don't understand also is that this guy made the Olympic team for wrestling in Australia. Granted, it's not U.S. or wherever, but still, it's impressive.
Still Olympian.
Why are we not? He didn't even attempt a shot, like not even one takedown. I mean, Style Bender, if you say, like, if you look at like strengths, it's striking, it's kicking, it's
Muay Thai.
It's this. But then the weakness would probably be wrestling. So why wouldn't we try to expose that? You know, grind him, get him against the cage, dirty boxing. It seemed like Whittaker was fighting his fight. Now, granted, Sidebender is that good. He's undefeated for a reason. But it was just a little strange. It seemed like Kelvin had a much better game plan against Stylebender than Whittaker had.
I got to tell you, I liked Whittaker's plan. And because I felt he needed to fight dirty. He had to make it an inside dirty fight because Stylebender is also so rangy, so much longer than he was. Well, I mean, he was making it an unusual, an unpredictable fight.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what I like. I thought he needed to be unpredictable. I thought the more predictable he was, the easier it was going to be for Watson to pick him apart.
But take a shot.
So I thought that, but granted, yes, he probably should have taken a shot, but I like the fact that he was fighting an unpredictable, kind of all over the place fight. I thought that was, you know, getting inside, getting kind of dirty and mixing it up. I like that, but in the end, I felt like he did leave himself completely open to a counter shot, which also right on the button and took him out.
Adesanya's head movement is absolutely amazing. I mean, he watched those all come. What do you think of the stoppage, though? Do you think they should have let it go a little bit? No,
he was out.
Because there's people that are like, oh, he's a warrior, he's a champ, they should let it go.
But wasn't that for the second time? Because he got saved by the bell.
He got very saved by the bell.
Where he was clearly, it was one of those, which again, I was surprised they let him be saved by the bell, because it was one of those where he's clearly out on his way down to the ground, which if the bell hadn't gone, it sounded whiz. He was mid-fall.
Yeah, but he got right up.
But we've seen this before. When they're clearly that out going down, they go ahead and call it. That's why when they even let it continue from there, that to me was the most shocking part, that they allowed it to continue after that, because he was out on his way to the ground.
And then now everyone's talking about having Stylebender fight John Jones. Big mistake. John Jones is just a better version of Stylebender.
Yes,
A bigger version. He's going to use his wrestling, and that's going to be the end of Stylebender as far as, like, I mean, he might come back and still dominate his weight division, but 185 and 205, it's 20 pounds.
Here's the thing. I think we're seeing, you know, sort of like we saw wrestling is a dominant, jiu-jitsu neutralizer. I think what we're seeing is being a longer muscular fighter is a huge advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing that with Stylebender. We saw it with John Jones. We've seen it with Dan Hooker. We saw it with Megan. I mean, we see it over and over again. Length is really, I mean, on the ground too.
Well,
your ability to use your length to hold them down with your legs.
There are a lot of guys that have the length but don't use it.
Supposedly it's not next, though. Originally, Dana said fight week. If Adesanya wins, we're going to try and make that fight because it's a huge money fight. As of yesterday, I'm reading that Adesanya's fighting Bolachinha.
That's going to be a good fight.
He tried to jump the rails when Adesanya gave him the DX suck it.
Yeah.
Like, that was funny, but like, and then Cejudo and Coach Eric, Captain whatever his name is, they tried to like put their hands over Bolachinha, and I'm like, this dude walks around at like 2:30. What the hell are you two going to do?
Right.
But I don't know. What do you guys think of that fight, Adesanya and Paulo Costa?
I haven't seen enough of Paulo Costa. He looked great against Romero. He did not look that great against Uriah Hall. I mean, he looked great against Johnny Hendricks, but Hendricks was like a shot Johnny Hendricks at that point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, two undefeated fighters, it's going to be entertaining. It's
first time ever for the middleweight championship.
I'm excited to see that. Yeah, I mean, I, you know, I was really impressed with him against Yoel Romero, but I also think Yoel's like 97 years old. I mean,
he just won't admit it.
He's like, with Cuban athletes, you don't know how old they are.
That's true.
In any sport.
Yeah.
I mean, Cuban guys, it's just
they
like,
basically look, especially if they shave their head. The hair's usually the giveaway.
Like Hector
But if
Lombard.
They shave their head, then you can't tell.
By the way, Hector Lombard today made it official. He's now in bare knuckle boxing.
Did you see who signed 2 weeks ago?
What?
Wanderlei Silva signed two weeks ago?
Yeah, Wanderlei wants to fight Vitor Belfort in bare knuckle boxing.
I'm like, what year is this?
Tell me you wouldn't watch it, though.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'd watch it. You know what I'm not going to watch?
What?
Is Alberto Del Rio and Tito Ortiz.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
It's free for Akambakamate,
no, it's not.
Right?
It's $20 for the pay-per-view.
Now, what's this?
$20 ain't that bad, though.
Now, what is this? Del Rio's a professional wrestler, right?
He was a professional wrestler, but before that, he's fought twice in Pride. He has an MMA career. He was Dos Caras Jr. in Pride. And if you remember, he got against the corner of the ring fighting Mirko Krokop, and Mirko kicked his fucking head off his shoulders, and he just dropped into a slumped, like, fetal position. And, you know,
is that one of those knockouts they use in all the clips? Because I feel like I've seen that one.
If it's a Pride knockout, yeah, you've seen it. He's wearing a black and white mask.
I think I've definitely seen that.
Hooker? How are we doing on Hooker?
Well, I haven't had one in a while. Oh.
Yeah, I think he put the code in. Put the code in wrong? Okay, cool. All right, thank you.
You haven't had
Hooker in a while, you said?
Yeah, I thought that's what you were.
No, by the way, I couldn't believe, speaking of that fight, Dan Hooker, Ally Aquinta, have we ever seen him get dominated like that? I mean, even against Khabib, he lost 50-45, but it was close. I mean, he was...
Yeah, one judge gave him 30-26.
That was crazy. And Dan Hooker...
Those leg kicks ruined his life.
You want to know why Aquinta lost?
Why?
He didn't bring his new sparring partner in, the Bagel Boss.
Oh, my God. Did that ever happen to the Bagel Boss, by the way?
He backed out.
Of the screech
and thought
fight.
And acted like, oh, I punked you. Yeah.
But the first guy backed out, too.
And I'm like, okay, you punked him, but now you owe them all this money.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
You know, and I don't think he punked anybody. Like, he chickened out and then decided to be like, I got you. It's like, no, you didn't. You chickened the fuck out.
But this is what happens when you make idiots famous.
Yeah.
When you take people off the street who are not behaving well at all, showing kind of bad manners, bad this, and then you're like, hey, you're now a celebrity. Like, you don't think that there's a reason?
Listen, and you know what? I think we should be able to, I mean, when something says you've gone viral, that has never been good throughout history. Okay.
But, I mean, it seems to work for the Catch Me Outside girl. Like, she has a whole career now. She has a rap career.
She's Young Money.
And, does she?
She's Young Money.
She's made a lot of money.
She's part of Lil Wayne's crew, and she's
really?
Made a ton. She's been on the iTunes top 200, like, 6 or 7 songs. And it's ridiculous, because she could barely rap a present, let alone a song. But
damn.
I mean,
bars.
But the same, boy, but the same thing. Why are people buying the pay-per-view to go watch Logan Paul in a boxing ring again?
Well, Logan Paul, actually...
He has a following, yes, but he's a clown. I want him to fight Dylan Danis already, since he's been talking so much
shit. Who do you think wins that fight?
Oh, Dylan Danis all day long.
I don't know.
MMA fight? All day long.
Logan Paul's got
I'd put $1,000 on it right now.
I don't know about that. Logan Paul.
If it's an MMA fight.
I don't know about that. Logan Paul's got better boxing, and he's got better wrestling. He was like took second in the state of Ohio or fourth in Ohio. Dylan Danis has much better jiu-jitsu, but I don't know.
Danis is a fighter. This kid's a YouTuber who has fought.
Who's KSI? I still don't know who this dude is.
I think experience would be.
Dylan Danis has 2 fights.
But he's trained.
But jiu-jitsu competitions, he's world champion.
Exactly. Like, he trains.
He ain't no slouch on the ground.
While the other kid's been making YouTube videos for the last while, I think he's been in the gym training. So I don't know.
I think you're right. Obviously, Dylan Danis should win this fight. But I think it would be closer than...
But it probably will never happen, so it doesn't matter.
Is Logan Paul the one that was filming the dead Japanese people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because him and his brother, I don't... Know the difference.
Jake Paul
and Logan Paul, but I don't know which one's which.
He's a pretty decent wrestler, and he's jacked.
No, you can tell. He looks like a wrestler.
Yeah.
I can see that. I totally believe that.
I mean, he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't a college wrestler.
He's not an All-American.
He was, Ohio is a good wrestling state, and to place in the Ohio states, you have to be good.
No, I'm sure.
He's not the New England 8th grade tri-state champion.
I was a New England prep school champion 4 years in a row.
I was only
the second person to ever win it 4 years in a row.
That's crazy. 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And how many people spend 4 years in 8th grade?
I think CB, actually.
No, that was kindergarten.
So that was, by the way, and, Megan won. I'll tell you what fight I liked was the Asian girl against...
the one who got sucker kicked?
You see that? The girl I was on.
Oh, I did
like
not Cassim, watch that
whatever
one.
His name.
The girl they were touting this girl as the next big thing. She goes out to shake hands and it kicks the girl in the ribs. Like during the handshake.
Yeah, but then
fucking handshake?
Yeah.
But then hold on. But then
what is this? WWE?
But Greg, it gets better. Literally 2 seconds later, she rushes in, left hook, face plant.
Yeah.
Instant.
No, but she got up. It was a good fight.
I know she got up, but I was like, end it here. That's hilarious.
But this Asian girl won. She put it on her. Good. Asian girl put it on her after that.
Good.
So I was
happy. What a dumbass.
I was happy about that. And then Bellator had some good fights. Lorenz Larkin, right? That was a good fight.
I was watching that at dinner. I went out with the wife and I got my phone up and I was watching it. My only issue.
You know, wives love that.
She was watching it with me.
Oh,
she's become a huge MMA fan.
You found the right wife.
No, what he did was he set the bar so low that like there's nothing he can't do now where she's not like, oh.
Totally. She's like, hey, listen, you're not killing yourself. I love it. Let's have some. Let's get the bacon wrap dates.
I thought you were talking about her and I'm like, why are we bringing her into this? She's a saint.
I'm saying you like woke up and she's like, oh, what a great guy.
Exactly. Like you
honestly, the next few nights after the whole episode, she would check on me like every couple hours to make sure I was still breathing.
That's a good wife.
She's a very good wife.
And she loves you and she's taking care of you. That's
she
does.
She did
good.
She does.
That's good. Man. That's hard to find.
Now this week,
especially in LA.
Let's talk about
a lot of
I hide in bushes. It really wasn't that difficult.
Did you hide in her bush? Is that what happened? Hey, there it is. Love at first graph.
She in the bush?
What?
Your girl's got a bush?
No.
Oh,
he's Greg made that up.
You're making jokes here.
He's waited 7 months to fucking destroy me here.
I never want to destroy you. Well,
all right. So also, let's talk about some fights coming up this week.
Oh,
I don't have my phone on.
I have it.
We're waiting on Dan.
I got him right here.
All right, tell me, what's going on this week?
You want the main event first?
Yeah.
Joanna Jacek and the karate hottie Michelle Waterson.
Whoa, that's a good fight.
That's a very good fight, and I don't know who to pick.
Joanna recently went off on Colby Covington.
Joanna's going off on a lot of people
lately.
She went
off on Colby saying that he's not being a good training partner, that he's isolated himself from the gym. We're getting Colby on next Tuesday, by the way.
Are we really?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
He was supposed to, yeah, so... Excited about that. Now,
listen, and that's the thing. The guy, and here's the thing. This is who he's decided to be, and he's using it to his advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, sometimes you just pick a side, and you just, I mean, he's picked a group of people that he agrees with, apparently, and are very vocal fans.
But his teammates, he shouldn't go off on his teammates.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about that.
That's what Joanna
was. He's got a lot of enemies at that gym.
Yeah.
Well, Joanna is technically an immigrant, so...
She's pretty hot. You ever see her like without
like dolled up?
Dolled up? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I haven't.
She got new boobies too.
Yeah, she got new. Yeah.
Well, she was pretty. Yeah.
By the way, Paige VanZant, her Instagram is out of control. You see it? She's like, something's different about me. And she's like red hair, but her tits are like in the thing. And you're like, she's like, what? And everyone's like,
Okay. Did you see she has a signature shoe now?
Really?
Yes. There is a PVZ shoe
that
you can buy. And for all you fuckers.
You run away from real competition?
That's the last fight on the podcast.
Everybody.
It's
like
the last fight on her contract, and she's made it vocal recently that I make more money off my Instagram sponsors than I do in the cage. And it's like, well, then you've got your mindset on what you want
to
do.
She happens to be a good fighter. Her boyfriend is a fucking awesome dude.
Her Instagram followers follow her because of her work in the cage.
Somewhat. Have you seen her Instagram?
No, I don't know it's very sexy. No, I know it's very sexy, but I mean, that's how the knowledge got to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know,
Macy Barber's been calling her out. What was that whole thing with her talking to the boyfriend or the husband and that whole controversy about Macy Barber texting Austin and Paige got pissed off?
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this? Like,
I know Austin has a tattoo of an eye right on his throat. And I said, so now you can see how much of a tool he really is. So I
don't like the throat tattoos.
Really?
We don't do them. We don't do anything.
You have 90 million horrible tattoos on your body. You have the Joker writing ha 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 everywhere.
Yeah, and right now it's the biggest movie in America, so sucky. They're relevant sometimes, motherfucker.
Touche. All right,
they are for 2 weekends every 10 years. They're relevant fucking.
I'm okay with that.
More people walked out of his tattoo parlor than the Joker.
No, people would actually have to come into the tattoo parlor to walk out.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
I was trying to connect with them and your phone died.
I was hoping you guys would have a charger back there. I can, yeah. Thank you.
So Joanna, Michelle, what are we thinking?
I think Joanna's going to win. I think every time Michelle steps up to like the next level competition.
Is she the female cowboy?
It seems like she is. Same camp, right? Or used to be yes. the same camp. It seems like every time she shows up, right? It seems like it kind of messes up. And I think Joanna seems to be the only girl that she can't beat is Thug Rose. And when she stepped up to
Valentina,
which is a pretty good fight, the Valentina fight. So yeah. I would say Waterson. Although Waterson did win her last fight, right? Who'd she beat? She beat somebody decent.
I thought she beat Tisha. Did she beat Tisha?
She beat somebody good, but
hold on.
I still think that.
Fact checking.
Who do you think wins that fight?
Carolina.
Yeah.
Be Carolina.
For me, it's Joanna all day. I think she's, she's ready for a comeback, and hopefully she's focused. And because I think what happened was I think she just got, satisfied.
She started coasting.
Totally. I think she lost the hunger, I think is what happened. And because when she was hungry, when she wanted it, she was unstoppable.
Yeah. Go to that Carla fight.
You couldn't hit her enough times. You couldn't take her down. She was an incredible, her punching power and the speed of those fists of fury. I mean, she was phenomenal. And then she just kind of lost it.
Look at the Carla fight.
I was the first one on her bandwagon.
Yes.
The first time I saw her, earliest, I was like, this girl's going to be a champ. The tiny fists of fury are unbelievable. And then you're right. She just started coasting and she kind of lost that.
I think she got more into like her theatrics and
she was trying to be more like the big personality fighter. Oh, I'm a champ and attitude and all these things that like before she was. I mean, to be honest, and let me be honest, that like the darkness under her eyes.
Yeah,
I mean, she looked like a girl that had come out of the muck and had scrapped her way into just doing something.
Almost that Smeagol look.
Yeah, like just like, I'm here to, and like the nothing else mattered but killing that other person. And then all of a sudden she became a personality.
She kind of believed her own hype.
Totally, and like, I can't be beat. I'm the female Conor McGregor, basically was kind of what she morphed into.
Yeah, if she loses this fight, I think she should leave AT&T.
And she's lost two in a row, right? She lost two in a row?
AT&T, or American Top Team, is, in my opinion, the best camp in the country, but for some people it doesn't gel. And she was undefeated before going there, has lost her last 3 out of 4.
Who?
Joanna. So I would say maybe it's time for a different camp.
All I want to see is the hunger back. Are the dark circles under her eyes again? Because if she comes out with dark bags under her eyes, she can't be beat. If she comes out looking like a performer, then she's gonna get beat again.
Who else is on this card?
Cub Swanson and Kron Gracie.
Oh, please, Cub Swanson win. Talk about a guy. I think I love Kendra Perez, but she's too hot. Here's what happens: you end up.
That's what your problem is.
No,
he's getting too hot a piece of ass.
Look at it.
So you want him to lose?
No, I want him to win. He keeps losing. I think that when guys get wives that are too hot, it messes up their psyche. You look at like...
Well, they get satisfied. Again, satisfaction is a dangerous emotion for a fighter. Hunger, that's what wins.
You look at like... Thank you very much. Are we calling him?
Yeah, I'm locking again.
Okay, oh.
Yeah, it's like he's having trouble on his end, but we tested it. The call works. So I'm just trying to walk him through
it. Sure, no problem. It's all good. It's all growing pains, right?
Yep.
Thank you guys for your effort. It's much appreciated. We don't know what goes on in there, and I could never do your job. So thank you very much, my man.
So it seems like a lot of times when like artists, like even like when like A-Rod was like banging J-Lo. Oh, he was like A-Rod was dating somebody. Like, I forgot who it was. Like, or Derek Jeter when he was dating Mariah Carey back in her prime.
Was
he,
it Mariah?
He just completely fucked it up.
Yeah, that's Can't Stop Crazy with Mariah Carey.
They got Gavin from Bush.
Yeah.
When he hooked up with the girl from No Doubt.
Gwen Stefani.
They never had a hit after that.
But they were terrible before.
I was going to say.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. In fact, Gwen knocking him out of music was pretty much her greatest contribution to the arts.
Bobby Brown, right, before Whitney Houston, was like...
Or
crack.
Was garbage.
No, he was not. That first Bobby, My Prerogative.
He had one good song, My Prerogative.
Every Step I Take.
Not a good
song.
The
Truth About Roni.
Also bad.
All great songs, all right?
I liked his Ghostbusters song.
That was also a good song. Yeah. And then when he's... They're, there's a danger of getting.
He took Mariah from us. That's there, all he did. There,
you mean Whitney? Guys,
Whitney.
Whitney
did not take Bobby Brown
Guy
from
Ritchie.
Us. Bobby Brown took Whitney from us.
And
Guy
her
Ritchie,
daughter.
Guy Ritchie.
And Madonna.
Remember his movies were like the shit.
And then she ruined him. Yep.
I'm telling
and
you.
And then he was back.
Didn't everybody was, Madonna dated screw over their
well,
career?
She's a vampire.
There Dennis is, Rodman.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman, Carmen Electra. Like, he never had a rebound after that. It's a, there is a danger of too hot pussy. Right.
Well, yeah, because the maintenance factor goes up and your focus becomes about trying to keep them together. And so guess what suffers? Your career.
And I worry about Cub with this.
Well, and he's with Training Lab, so I don't understand. He's training with killers every day.
He's been fighting killers, too, though. That's awesome.
No, I know. I'm saying,
but if
though.
You have that hot piece of ass at home, okay, before that piece of ass, you're just staying there the whole time, and people are like, are you going to go home? Like, no, fuck no. Let's do this again. Let's roll again. All of a sudden, you got this hot piece of ass. You're like, I don't know. That was a good 45 minutes. Like, all right, I got to go check them out. You know, listen, same thing happened in my comedy career.
So
I met my wife, and I was like, I don't need to be here anymore, guys. I got this beautiful woman at home. So, goodbye.
I'm telling you, like, and I... Cub Swanson, in his prime, I think beats Cron Gracie all day because Cron Gracie just is an amazing at jiu-jitsu but doesn't have the well-roundedness. But Cub is sort of towards the tail end.
Yeah, I think you have two fighters on two different trajectories.
Yeah.
They're passing each other on those trajectories, and I think Cron is only going to – this is another step for him up the ladder, and it's another part of the slide down for Cub.
That's what I see,
clear as day.
I also got Cron because, you know, it may not make a huge difference, but he's training with the 209. He's training with the Diaz brothers and all those guys, Chris Avila.
Then Cub Swanson all day.
He's training with AJ Agazarm. I think he's really coming up.
Can I change my pick? No, I'm kidding.
I got Cron. I think he'll replicate the same formula that Brian Ortega did, but he has a little bit better jiu-jitsu. And, you know, I got Cron all day.
I'm pulling for Cub. I got Cub in this. I believe in Cub. All right, go on.
Here's a real question. Does a bounce back from pregnancy hurt Mackenzie Dern's career?
Well, Mackenzie Dern's fighting. Who's she fighting?
Amanda Ribas, who I don't know because she doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
Awesome. Mackenzie Dern obviously was like amazing at jiu-jitsu, sub Gabby Garcia.
And it's back at 115,
but
by the way.
Subbed Gabby Garcia. Yeah.
Yes, she did.
So she has a future in rodeo. If this whole...
And Gabby also over the
she
weekend...
jumped on her, like, her neck. It was like a monkey...
A backpack.
So she pulled a Master Blaster.
It was a backpack.
What's a Master Blaster?
When you have a little person on your shoulder controlling everything.
Dude, it really was like...
Who runs Bada Town?
All right. So. Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
She just leaped on her. And then...
Again, career in rodeo.
So she's fighting. Now, but she's got Bubba Jenkins training her in wrestling.
In wrestling, couldn't have a better coach.
Yes. What about
wrestling.
What about
Dan
life?
Gable?
What about life?
For wrestling.
So, by the way, I also
maybe overstating.
I've had an easier time getting real hookers than Dan Hooker on this podcast, by the way. Are we close? What's up, guys? 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. Well, there's good news. With today's advancements in science, Keeps offers proven treatments that can combat the system of hair loss. How great is that? They didn't have that. When I was in my early 30s, okay, I was wearing hats, I was doing this, I was doing that, I was pushing my hair forward. Well, prevention is key, and Keeps treatments really work. They are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. So act fast. Many men even experience hair regrowth with Keeps treatments. You can find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. And nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month. That's enough. That's not a lot, all right? That's what you want to spend to keep your hair, okay? That's awesome. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. Yes. How great is that? It's awesome, all right? So, you got to go to keeps.com/MMAroasted. All right. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/MMAroasted to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/MMAroasted. All right. Check it out. Okay. All right. Got it.
Although it is, you know, the other side of the world.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, you know, getting
It's all good.
Technology to connect can be a little tricky sometimes with that kind of distance.
By the way, keep all this. This is actually kind of funny. All right, so Jordan. I think Mackenzie Dern, I mean, they want her to be a star.
They want her to be a star, yeah.
She just gave birth.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. It seems like a very, very quick comeback from giving birth. It feels like it's only been like a couple months.
Well, the key is to neglect your baby. That's really, it really is.
I heard she gave birth to 3 cheeseburgers. So
it's at 115 again, too. Could she make the weight? Did the baby weight
according
come
to
off?
Bubba, according to Bubba, she's on weight. Yeah. So
there right you go. Now.
So, all right. So, but who else is on this card?
You got 2 of your buddies.
Who?
Gerald Meerschaert.
Yes.
And your boy, Eric
Anders. Oh, I hate this fight.
Right?
I like both these guys. Gerald Meerschaert's a nice guy.
The striker versus the submission
guy? Sweet guy. Good guy. Funny guy. Eric Anders is my boy. He happens to be a friend. Ooh, this is going to be a tough one because Eric Anders hits so fucking hard. He's a guy who played for Alabama.
Yeah.
Amazing
I like Eric
player.
Anders.
But
Tim Williams knockout was vicious.
Yeah, he connects. But Gerald's better on the ground.
Gerald's amazing on the ground.
So it's
but
a matter
he's
of...
big.
Who's big?
Gerald Meerschaert for 185, he's really
big. Yeah, but look at Eric Anders.
I know Anders is too, but Anders is about a 205 as well.
Fuck.
I'm not as familiar with the other guy. I like Eric Anders, though. I think he's incredible.
Meerschaert's a guy that kind of sticks under the radar, but super talented and has a decent amount of like named victories.
I mean, he's won last 7 out of last 8. He's a very unknown guy. He's also not like a huge personality. He's just a fighter. He told me Ben Askren, they've sparred 90 rounds. He's never gotten one. He got a takedown once on him. That's how
that
good
Askren's gotten one takedown
no,
on Meerschaert?
No, he's got one on Askren.
Oh, Meerschaert has
that's
one?
That's how good Askren is. Which I think people are forgetting how good
Should've
Askren is.
Should have just thrown a flying knee.
I know, right?
Well, Askren's given him a few things to allow them to forget it. So.
I just hate the fact that he's the poster boy highlight reel KO in like all of the UFC
Dude,
now. That's
at
all
American
they show.
Top Team, they put a mural
Of the knee?
Yeah, of that knee. I mean,
Masvidal has merch sales now because of that knee.
No, you walk in, there's a huge mural of just Askren bending over and him hitting that knee.
That knee coming straight up into his face. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, and it was also, the way he went out cold.
Not even cold. He's still waking up.
Okay, do you remember like the beginning of... Remember back in the day, and you have to be older to remember this, but the ABC's Wild World of Sports, and they would get to the agony of defeat, and then they would show the most horrific fucking ski accident of all time.
Yeah.
That's what this knockout has become.
Dude, I was depressed.
Like when they talk about, when they want to show just total lights out, there it is.
Dude, he texted me like an hour before the thing about like, hey, our video is doing really well.
And some say that contributed. So
I was like, well, I contributed?
Yes. You're all distracted making videos and shit.
I was telling him.
He's
like,
doing this baby shark video when he's about to have this huge fight. He's like, baby shark, baby. And meanwhile, the other guy's in there practicing flying knees.
No, I told him, hey, man, you know what to get more views? Like, you fucking submitting Masvidal. Like I tried to get him back on track. But they said that's Askren. His coaches said that he was the guy that, like, Tyron Woodley would say, they'd be at a tournament, and they'd be like, hey, you got a match. He'd be like, when? He's like, in 8 seconds. He's like, oh, really? And then he would go out and just pin the guy.
And then Tyron Woodley would take a picture with Masvidal after the fight.
Like I heard in Bellator, like they would say, like, his buddy from college would be like, I bet you can't pin me in a cradle. He'd be like, yeah, I could. This is what his coach told me. He'd be back wrestling in the locker room. He'd be like, hey, they'll be like, Ben, you have to walk out now. Like, can you give him 5 minutes? Like, because he's wrestling with his buddies. Like, he's one of those guys that...
And some guys are better at that. They're better if they're just distracted leading up to it, so they're not over-focused. Totally. Sometimes it's better to just kind of have something else to do so that you're not over-focused on what's coming and getting in your head about it. And maybe that is his process, but
it didn't add up.
I just like Askren won't wear shoes. He only wears sandals everywhere.
He doesn't use deodorant either. He never uses deodorant in his entire life.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of lucky family.
I love the guy. I happen to love him.
And I think he's a great guy.
I wanted him
too.
To win. And
totally.
I was just like,
nothing,
but the problem is, you're like, hey,
hold on. Did you think he was going to win?
Honestly, I thought he was. I thought he was going to get immediate takedown and just beat the shit out of him.
Lost. He's got 19-0. He's never lost. He's an amazing fighter.
Yes, but some of those wins were shocking.
He was a two-time national champion. He was an Olympian wrestler.
Again, especially the fight before where he basically got lucky to survive. I mean,
the Lawler fight.
He didn't get lucky. That was a bulldog choke.
But he had been losing the fight.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely getting killed.
So that's what I'm saying. He won the fight, but only because he caught him in a choke at the end. He had been losing consistently the entire fight. So there wasn't a lot going into it to say that he wasn't, you know, in a position where he could get beat, because to me, he absolutely was.
I didn't think that was going to happen. And I just think that if Askren would have just grabbed him without, it might have been a different fight. I mean, Askren has that weird strength that, like, he grabs you, you're not getting...
Right.
It's like a, you know, Khabib has that weird... People tell me they fought Khabib. They've never felt that kind of strength. I don't think we're getting Dan Hooker today, huh?
I don't
Got a better shot getting one on Sunset.
Well, we are currently on Sunset.
Is there any way we can use Skype? We can't use Skype with this program?
It's got to be international problems. I mean, seriously.
Goddamn foreign policy.
I'm just saying, like, as great as technology is,
there's so many
we're
holes.
Still traversing the planet to make this happen, and not all technology could do that easily.
Yeah.
You want another big one?
Yes.
Nico Price and James Vick.
Ooh, that's a good fight.
And it's at 170, so Vick is staying at the 170.
That's a good fight, because James Vick has gotten murked his last couple fights.
That's what I worry about this weekend.
And he's so good. But Nico Price, also a great fight, but fights very reckless. This should be fight of the night. There's no way someone's not getting knocked out in this fight.
Right.
I can't wait for it, too. Nico Price is a nice guy. He trains out in Florida. He's from Naples. Got a family. Great guy. Price is also just a great dude. It's going to be a good fight.
I just remember, and I don't think anybody will ever forget it because it was like one of the first ones, when Nico Price, I think, had Randy Brown off the bottom in control, and he just hammer-fisted him from his back and finished it.
And he told me there's an interview I did with him on Rockfin that he actually practiced that in practice.
Why would you probably, like, this is a good idea, you know, the same way that Liam McGeary got the triangle from bottom side, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
It's true. So, also, isn't there a Bellator this week? When's Roy Nelson fighting Frank Mir?
Oh, who cares?
You heard about that?
Are they fighting?
Yeah.
In...
Bellator.
Bare knuckle.
I literally thought it was going to be bare knuckle.
Okay, Greg, it's a hot dog eating contest.
That would have actually made a lot more sense.
He's got to shave his beard for bare knuckle, by the way. You can't have that beard from bare knuckle, right?
Right.
I don't think Roy's got that many left in him. Frank, too, but I think they're both going to call it soon.
It depends on what we're talking about in him. Are we talking about, like, farts, hot dogs? What are we talking?
So, is that this weekend? Oh, yeah, October 12th, but... It's not really worth discussing because it's out of Italy, which means we won't see it for the next month.
Is this one the same guy? Is it Sakara again?
The main event is Rafael Carvalho and Vadim Nemkov.
Yeah.
Melvin Manhoef's on the card.
Oh, that guy.
Alessio Sakara's on the card.
He's always on the card in
Italy. Kirill Sedennikov is on the card. Yeah. I mean, these are only guys that I've heard of.
Right.
But like I said, it's out of Italy. So nobody's going to see this on DAZN or TV.
Well, last week they had
is it Bellator?
It's Bellator.
Week, last week they had this guy Joey, this Bellator guy.
Joey Davis.
Never lost in college. He's now on the post limbs.
So is Derek Anderson.
They do a thing now where instead of the prelims, after the main event, they show you more fights.
It's been like that for a while because they can't get the time on DAZN or Paramount early enough.
Well, I don't know.
It's the dumbest shit because I was telling my wife about it and I
think I saw one of those where I was like, wait a minute, there's another fight?
Well, it used to be they would have local guys that aren't even televised on the post list.
Right.
The guys that basically sold tickets. So if you they're basically bringer fighters.
Bring
40 people, you could fight basically.
Dude, we need to get 40 people together.
And then that's a post limb, right? But now they're having great guys on the post limb.
They're dark matches, but they're dumb because most of the people that are there are watching the main event. And then they're like, all right, I'm out. Well, there's post limbs coming. People stay in your seats.
Did Derek Anderson win?
It was Derek. He won against Bamba.
Wow.
Who was an Ultima Fighter vet.
Yeah.
I'm like, I looked at the card and I'm like, Joey Davis and Derek Anderson and Bamba on the fucking post limbs?
Yeah.
Bamba was also
post limbs.
Demi Lovato's
first.
It is now.
I feel like this word was just kind of put together to explain.
You know what they were called in wrestling?
Why they were still having fights.
They were called dark matches because unless you were in the arena, you didn't see them. Oh, but now they're putting them on Paramount.
Was it about like Chuck Congo versus Rampage or something?
Oh, boy.
No, but like, oh, and Bamba was Demi Lovato's first MMA boyfriend.
What was that?
I said Bamba was Demi Lovato's first MMA
boyfriend.
Yeah,
then boyfriend. She dated like CB Dalloway for a while, right?
No, she dumped Bamba for Luke Rockhold.
But then who'd she, I think she hit Dalloway for a second. Because I remember I was at a fight with, she was sitting behind her, and she was going crazy for CB Dalloway. And it was the one where Dalloway got like knocked out after the fight. Remember, like,
listen, if there's a consolation prize, Demi Lovato's not a bad one.
But it was that
unless
fight where like
popping oxys,
it,
but
it was a,
well, listen, like, whatever it takes.
It was a fight where Hector Lombard hit him like after the bell.
Oh yeah.
Remember Hector Lombard?
Didn't that happen two rounds in a row?
Yeah, and then CB got like rushed off, and then Demi left like crying or something. So I think they might—I don't know—it seemed like they were together.
The Mirren Big Country fight is the 25th, so it's 2 weeks from Friday. But they're doing two events in a row. Phil Davis is back on that card, by the way. Rowdy Beck's debuting in Bellator on that card.
Oh, yay!
Jack Swagger's on that card.
We'll have to send her. We need to send her a case of fat burners.
Another
Rowdy Beck. Actually, we didn't get. Unfortunately, Hooker in, but Rowdy Beck, another Hooker. And we have Rowdy Beck calling in right now. Rowdy, how are you?
How are you? Good to be here.
So you're fighting in Bellator?
Fighting in Bellator. So excited. Ready to fight in Bellator. No. I was in there. I tried to do some of the beer and nickel boxing. I did the beer and nickel boxing, and I missed being able to use my feet.
Oh, now you were doing great. You're undefeated in bare knuckle boxing, though.
That's right. The first female champion.
That's right. So I made the cover of USA to D.
Yeah, so why are you not staying there? Wait, why, Greg, stop laughing. Why are you not staying in bare knuckle boxing?
First of all, the money wasn't very good, and they tested me for my fat burners.
Oh, yeah, I remember the fat burners.
They told me I couldn't take my fat burners, and yeah. I said, well, forget it. I don't even need this.
Now, are you have a boyfriend now? Are you seeing anybody?
I've been seeing this one guy. Technically, he's a wild coyote.
A coyote you're dating?
That's right. I'm dating a coyote.
Wow.
Dingo. You guys call. I call. It's a dingo. I'm dating a dingo.
Is that legal to date animals?
Well, if you are one,
in Australia, it is.
Anything goes in the outback.
All right. Well, thank you.
We
Rowdy.
Get together. We have a blooming onion. It's spectacular.
Well, thank you, Rowdy.
They
Beck
don't actually have blooming onions in Australia.
How do you know?
Well, good luck.
I'm Randy Beek.
Good luck in Bellator. Also, we have Bob Sapp calling in. Bob Sapp, how are you?
So good to be here. I love being on MMA Roasted. You know, I just got accused of murdering a person, which I didn't do. Did not murder anybody. They accused me of the craziest stuff.
Now, why did you get accused of murdering somebody?
Because I killed him. But it was it was self-defense. Anybody that saw it will tell you that.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're not going to jail, I think.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Not again.
Now, do you have any fights coming up?
Yeah. I just finished fighting a Big Mac.
Okay, you fought who won?
Yeah, well, it was a double. So, but I got him.
You didn't tap?
No, I not that. Well, they didn't pay me enough.
It seems like they pay you to lose sometimes.
Well, listen, I'll take a check as long as it clears.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob Sapp. Big fan of yours, man. Huge fan of yours, Bob Sapp. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's gonna kill me.
So that Mir Nelson is part of a 2-night event for Bellator.
Yes. Well, is that because the guy's so fat it has to go?
It might be. But the next
it's the first ever 2-parter where it's just continued the next night because both of them are so old and fat they need to take a break halfway through the second round.
They're like, "What fun is this tomorrow?"
Totally. And they're like, "Stay tuned in tomorrow for the exciting conclusion of round 2 of 3.
Did wrestling, you see that? Like, they used to be like half the match would be on Saturday. You know, we hit next Saturday to find out who won the rest of the match. I think they used to do that.
No, I think what they did for WrestleMania a couple times was they'd have it in 3 different arenas, like across the country. So they'd be like, okay, Macho Man and Hogan, we're in Michigan. Now we're going to pan over to the Los Angeles Forum where we're meeting King Kong Bundy and Andre the Giant.
That's not what I was talking about, but okay.
I know. No, the next night is actually a really big deal for Bellator.
Why?
It's the $1 million finale of the welterweight tournament, the rematch between Rory McDonald and Douglas Lima.
That's actually pretty good. When is that?
That's the 26th of October.
I like Rory, but I hope Lima wins.
I want Lima to win.
Yeah.
I was at the first fight.
Yeah, but how glad are they that Rory McDonald made it? because they put all this money into bringing him over.
They put all the press,
everything. If he'd gotten knocked out before making the finals, it would have been a big waste of fucking time.
It's like ONE FC. That's their business plan, is to pay guys like Sage Northcutt, Eddie Alvarez, bring them over, put them up against these unknown great guys, and have them get knocked out in 45 seconds. I'm like, that's what's been going on.
But for the record, that is Sage Northcutt's signature move.
Getting knocked the fuck out. He's a good fighter. I don't know, but
if it's a karate tournament for points.
Yeah, he is a very good point karate tournament. But he's gotten better, but they put him up against a guy that was a better kickboxer than him at ONE. He got murked. It was rough.
Do you guys remember Sabah Hamasi from the UFC?
No.
I think he was out of ATT. He got knocked out by Razak Al Hassan, and they did a rematch because it was like a DQ knockout.
Was it held in a hookah lounge?
No, it was in the UFC. Anyways, he's fighting Paul Daly on that card.
Ooh, Paul Daly, another guy that like always wins the fights. You think he's going to win, and then when he steps up, it's just, Well, listen, Greg Wilson's got
to
go.
I got to go. I hate to leave you early.
That's our podcast today.
Is that right? Oh, okay. Good,
yeah, because Dan Hooker.
It's not going to happen with Hooker. That sucks, too, because it would have been cool to talk to him. Coming off that big win.
It's not the fault.
It was a dominant win to boot.
It was a miscommunication.
Over a real tough guy.
Over a tough guy that could have won it at any point. Ally Quinta.
Can we just Skype him in and just.
Quinta?
That's how they said it when they announced him. Which, by the way, they don't know shit to say. And maybe everyone's going to give me shit about it, but does anyone else, like, okay, they've changed so many things about the UFC. Is anyone else ready for a new announcer?
Than Bruce Buffer?
Come on.
I like Joe Martinez.
I'm sorry. I am over it with Bruce Buffer. I don't like his style, his overplaying. And I know that. And that's great. And that's very sweet of him. You know, but I'm just sick of, first of all, I never thought he was a particularly good announcer to begin with. And now with just screaming in everybody's faces and acting like he's, I don't know. I personally, they've changed so many things about it. Yeah. I think maybe personally, I'm ready for a new ring guy. That's just me. And I would love to know if anybody else feels that way, because maybe I'm crazy. Maybe, never get rid of him. But for me, I'm ready for somebody other than Bruce Buffer.
Where do you get those suits from? That's what I got to know.
Same place Nick Cannon does.
Yeah.
My favorite part about Bruce...
I disagree. I think Bruce is a staple. He gets me pumped for the fight.
I mean, Michael Buffer's still doing the boxing.
I think he's trying too hard.
My favorite part of Bruce Buffer is when he like gets ready to jump in the main event and he gets like 3 inches off the ground, except one time he like tore his ankle landing.
I like when the fighters yell at him. Like when TJ Dillashaw like got in his face, like, yeah,
I know.
Oh, I know. Or they give him a pound or whatever. Yeah, it's funny because he's just... He's the man. He's the staple. He's the the most recognized announcer.
What would you do if you had that job?
I would fucking love it.
I think I would be way better at it than Bruce Buffer. And I'm not saying that as an unqualified person. I'm a stage personality. I've done a lot of professional hosting. I think I could do a better job.
What would you do differently?
Everything.
I think I would just be better at it. I don't know that I would. I wouldn't, the whole fighting. Like, I don't think that's necessary.
I mean, that was pretty good.
But also, I think you can bring that kind of energy without screaming. I'm not, and I love to scream. I shouldn't actually be, but I don't know. I'm not. I think it's time for a new blood.
I'm starting it right now. Roasted Nation #. Greg Wilson for UFC announcer.
I want to do it. I think put me in there versus him.
Put me in, coach.
I think Invicta is more.
Start me in Invicta.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, but he'd stay in the fucking cage.
Totally. I'd be like, no, I'll ref it too.
I'll be the cut person as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking for some gashes.
I got to go I got to go.
I'll be the cage. Just fight on top of me.
I would love that audition. Give me a chance,
and you're
UFC.
Allowed to finger the cage.
Give me a UFC fight night. Give me one of your lower run things where you don't send Joe Rogan. Don't send Bruce. Send me. And I'm telling you, I would love the opportunity to show that I think it's time for a fresh voice in the octagon.
Coming up
this weekend, I am at the El Paso Comic Strip. I'm doing a weekend of benefit shows for the victims of the El Paso shooting. I'm committing 100%. 100% of my paycheck to the victim's fund. And so come on out and be a part of the healing process. And then, of course, later this month, October 25th, I will be at both the Foundation Room at Mandalay Bay and then the Dirty at 1230 at the South Point. And then next month, the first weekend of November, I believe it is, I'm going to be at, it's going to be November 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, I will be at Harvey's in Portland. Nice. My first time going up to Portland, so I'm looking forward to that.
You're
going to
visit Tyler?
So, yeah, I'll see Tyler. And then on the 15th, I will be doing Big Boy, you know, Big Boy, the big radio.
Big Boy!
Yeah, hello! I will be doing Big Boy's Funny Mother Frucker show at the Morongo Casino on November 15th. And then Laughs in Tucson on November 22nd and 23rd.
Nice. What do you got, TV?
You can visit me at my psychiatrist's office. No, Graffiti Pals Tattoo, North Hollywood, California. Look us up. And if you play NBA 2K20 on PS4, add me, CB the Grenade. That's all I do, man. I'm hanging out at home trying to get my head right. That's
it. Do it, brother. Stay on that game.
This weekend, I'm at Tiff's Comedy Club in Morris Plains, New Jersey, November 11th and 12th. November 21st to the 27th, I'm at the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas.
November or October?
Oh, October. October 11th, 12th. And then October 21st to 27th. Then November 1st, which is a Friday, I believe, I'm at the Dirty at 1230 at the South Point Casino. And then, just go to AdamHunter.com.
So you're like there the week after me then?
Yeah, go to AdamHunter.com. And then that big week, which is Fight Week, December 15th, that week, I'm going to be at the LA Comedy Club at the Strat. So that's for that big UFC event in Las Vegas, which I think is going to be Colby versus Usman.
I want to come when I come for the 25th. I want to do a guest spot on your show over the. Oh, I won't have time.
That's what? That's the triple title fight, right?
Yeah, triple title fight.
Yeah.
That week I'll be in Vegas. So maybe next week we have Colby coming on this podcast, and hopefully we'll have Dan Hooker then too. Thank you, Speedweed. Thank you guys so much. Thanks, CB. Thanks, Greg. Take care. Bye bye.
Trap sounds and trap don't sound. Trap don't sound. Түүний сонс тө хөгч юм дур болаа. Дадаж дуудан дур болаа мууруу та.